Megan, first and foremost, has it sunk in yet? Has it really sunk in for you as you've realized you're a national champion in the pole vault?
I don't think so. No, everyone is always like, oh, congratulations, like pole vault and whatever. And I don't think it's sunk in yet. It feels kind of like weird. And I also don't think that our team being fourth has sunk in yet. Like just this whole weekend, I just haven't really like let it sink in yet. I'm just kind of enjoying it.
And can you talk us through that last jump that got you the win, the 3.85 meters? It was down to you and two other girls, and you were the one that cleared it. So can you take us through what that moment was like when you landed that?
Yeah, it was really hot that day, so I don't actually remember exactly what I like felt like or what was going through my mind like before. I know I watched Rachel from UChicago who went before me and she missed. And then I knew Isabel from Emory was after me and they both had been having such good meets. So I knew that I needed to clear 85 to like actually like stay in the competition, obviously, because it was my last attempt, but also because they both were having such good meets. And I don't remember if it would have gone to a jump off or if one of them would have won on attempts, but I just knew that I needed to clear it and kind of just took a deep breath. And I always look at Scheffler or my coach before I go, and then just was really focusing on all my cues he'd been giving me, and then clearing the bar. It was like so exciting, and I know I like yelled on the way down, and just landing, it was just like, okay, like I think I'm good. Like, I think I've done this, but I still had to wait to see Isabel from Emory jump behind me. So it wasn't like that moment where you go over the bar and you know you've won. It was like a waiting game of seeing that. So it was like pure relief of clearing 85, but then also like, okay, now I have to see if the girl from Emory clears behind me. And like, obviously, pole vaulters were such good. We're like, such friendly competition, so it was like I wanted everyone else to do so well too, but it was kind of, so it was definitely odd being like watching her miss and then knowing that I won but not wanting to celebrate, because I just like, you watch someone else's like national dream like kind of go away before them, but it was so exciting to like know that I had won and then to have two of my teammates there and my coach there. And yeah,
I totally get that, totally understand that, where you're coming from with watching other people, you know, I wouldn't say fail, but you know, I totally understand where you're coming from with that. One thing I'd love to know is how you felt going into the event, because you were the top seed. Did you feel any pressure? Did you feel confident? Like, could you describe to me how you felt going into it?
Yeah, I think I definitely felt like a sense of confidence, but also a lot of pressure. And I tend to put a lot of like internal pressure on myself as well. Like, but I knew that like all the training and everything that all my coaches, but especially like Scheffler, had been having us do, and like really had been preparing us really well for this meet. And that I knew that if I just did what I knew how to do, listened to Scheffler and trusted him and trusted my coaches, and just really went out there and had fun with it and enjoyed being there in that moment, that like everything would fall into place. And it did. So, yeah.
And you mentioned the pressure, and it didn't get much more pressure than, you know, being on your last attempt at that 3.85. So can you talk us through what your feeling was like before that jump after missing those first two attempts?
I'm pretty positive I had cleared the height before that also on my third attempt. And I know that at 80, and I also cleared at All Atlantics, my PR 97 on my third attempt. So it wasn't like I was super stressed, because it wasn't like I had never cleared anything on a third attempt before, but it definitely, there was a lot of pressure going into that. And I know I had a had a good miss on my first attempt, and then I bailed out of the jump on my second one and kind of was, like, kicking myself a little bit for doing that because I, like, Sheffer always emphasizes, like, always finish the jump. So then I knew that I really needed to have a good takeoff and, like, hit all my cues on my third attempt to clear 85. So it was more just a lot of trying not to think about what will happen if I don't miss, if I miss this, and more just focusing on the cues that I have and what I needed to do to clear the bar. So I felt like more confident and less stressed like going into it, but I definitely was also very nervous.
Megan Matheny with us here on BTL from the Ithaca College track and field team, national champion in the pole vault with a winning jump of 3.85 meters. Megan, you know, we've been talking to you for years, and, you know, starting with your time at Lansing up until now, what do you feel like has been the real recipe for success for you personally throughout your career?
I think the recipe for success definitely starts with my coach, Matt Scheffler. He's been my coach since I was in eighth grade. That's when I started pole vaulting, and just having that consistency and being used to his like training schedules and the way that he coaches, and just having him really understand me like as a jumper, but also as a person, and knowing that I could like trust him to prepare me like the best that I needed to be for any like nationals, but any any meet in general. I think just having that trust in my coach is definitely helps with the recipe for success, but also just in general, like all of our other coaches and their support, and our lift coach, Jess Craven, and like everyone else that helps prepare us for this moment. Like, we're so blessed to have such amazing coaches on all aspects, not just having Sheffer as our pole vault coach, but everyone else that also helps out. Really, like I said, it takes one of our coaches is like, it takes a village, and like it really does. And I'm really happy that we have all of these amazing support people around us. And I think that having that was what created the success, not really anything that I personally have done.
And you guys had such a strong contingent at the national championships with a couple of your teammates on the women's side, and then Dom Akula finishing second on the men's side in the pole vault. So, I mean, what was that like having such support with a lot of teammates with you at the national championships?
I think that having so many people there was like the best part of the meet, honestly, like more than winning anything, but just being surrounded by my teammates who were all there to do the same thing and who all wanted to support each other. We had seven women qualify and two men qualify, and just knowing that like, okay, like I was so lucky because my event was like one of the first on Thursday, and then I just got to like watch and cheer on the rest of my teammates, and knowing that like everyone was there supporting each other. Like Logan is one of my our multi who finished fourth is one of my best friends, and she was competing at the same time that we were pole vaulting, and high jump was right there, so it was really nice because we could see and cheer for each other like during that. And then afterwards being able to watch Dom and like watch him succeed. And like he entered the meet ranked third, and he ended up second, which is so awesome. And then having Julianne and Sarah, our two other women's pole vaulters that also qualified, there was so nice during the meet because it was people that I could talk to that were also focused on the same thing that I was, and we were just cheering each other on. And then watching Sarah, who is a first-year also All-American, which tied for eighth, was really special. And just having everyone there really makes such a difference. I know I went with three people my freshman year indoor, and like that was such an amazing experience in itself, but having more people there makes it even more special.
And I can only imagine, I mean, you say that word special, like just seeing some of the photos and videos and everything from this past weekend of all of you together and, you know, celebrating a fourth place finish as well. I mean, it's got to be so rewarding. And I'm wondering what's made Ithaca College track and field have the culture that it has? I mean, obviously the coaches, I'm sure, are a big part of it, but what else would you say about that?
Like you mentioned, definitely all of our coaches and just the support system that we have around, like with administration, like our athletic trainers and everything, really help to create that culture. But then just our team is really like a close-knit team. And obviously, like, each event group is closer with the people in their event group, because that's who you see and that's who you practice with. But we really make an effort to do a lot of team bonding things. Like, we do way more in a non-COVID year team bonding wise, but we do a lot of team bonding things and really get to know everyone on the team. And then I think just having like all of the teammates, it's ourselves, like, create just this like fun culture where everyone wants to be there and we're all having fun and pushing each other and working hard and like wanting each other to succeed at the same time is really what makes a special culture. But I think one of the biggest things is that everyone on the team is so talented, including everyone, not just the seven people that qualified for nationals, but everyone on the team is so talented and brings so much to the team. And like, we as a team, often it meets our own like biggest competition rather than like the other teams that are there. So I think having that in practice and at meets and just having your teammates be your biggest competitors, but also your biggest supporters, is really what I think drives us.
And this was a long time coming for you, since, you know, your last season was cut short and you were named an All-American without being able to compete at the national championships. So can you talk us through going through that long off season, that long layoff, and coming back and, you know, winning it all?
Yeah, I think obviously last year when nationals was canceled, like, we talked about it very briefly this week, kind of just like, we were so close to, like, accomplishing everything we wanted to, like, as individuals, but also as a team, and having that cut short was really what we emphasized, is like fueling the fire for this year and like putting that as motivation towards what we wanted to accomplish. But then I think having such a long off season where we couldn't train together and we had to like improvise our workouts and do things very not as we were used to. And then we had all of the fall where we also weren't able to be together, and we still had to train by ourselves. And like, some of us were in Ithaca, some of us weren't. So we had a lot of Zoom meetings to try and stay connected as a team. But I think just having a team that made the effort to stay connected and like keep working hard, whether it was by ourselves or if we were back in Ithaca, like with our roommates, and just finding alternative ways to train. But then I think, personally, for me, it was really nice because Matt had a place that we were able to jump for a little bit during the past year, like when we weren't able to be at IC. So having that opportunity to train was really nice. And then when we all were able to finally come back in January and train together, we were all just so excited and so happy and thankful to like be back together, that was really just what made it all worth it, all the like the wait all worth it. And then we had one meet indoors where we took a few people, and then we had a pretty normal outdoor season where we had a meet pretty much every weekend, and like, we didn't travel as far, but we still had a really good competition. And having that like kind of sense of normalcy of like, oh, we have a meet every weekend and we have championships and we know what we're working for. But yeah.
Well, Megan, through it all, with everything going on in the world, it was impressive what you and your teammates were able to do, but it was even more impressive what you were able to do at NCAAs. Congratulations on winning a national championship. This community is so happy and so proud of you, and we hope that you get a chance to celebrate and enjoy and everything like that. Okay.
Yeah, thank you.